with my favorite words that I've ever heard. Like, I love when guests are late. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
That should be a little segment. Like, you were late, you were late.
You're our favorite because you were late.
Margarita, why should you be our roommate?
Oh my God. Well, you know, I am always aware that I am talking too fast and I am too hyper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always admit that.
Okay.
Okay. Especially at important family gatherings.
Oh, okay. Like reunions.
No, in this house with you two.
Oh, right. We're a family now.
Well, we're a family now.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the family together. It's time for dinner. Let's get the show started.
Yes!
Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf. Going to be all right.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he remembers it all too well.
She's Maggie, and if she was a character from Shrek, she'd be Donkey, because getting her to shut up
Kyle!
Is the trick.
Kyle!
I thought of Shrek, and then I searched for a different character, and I couldn't go up with it, so I just went with it.
We have said multiple times that we're two donkeys.
No, yeah. Shrek.
And also, Mariah and I had a similar conversation about how we're two donkeys. Or no, we're two Shreks and no donkeys. When
both
we're
you and Mariah are both Shrek.
I think, depending on the day, we go back and forth between... if we're two donkeys or two Shreks.
I mean, the more I think about it, it really does feel like we're all a little donkey and we're all a little
donkeys.
Shrek. And like, wait, what did you just say?
Whatever you said, okay. I agree. There's part of both of us. In
no, I mean, I really feel like that's the dichotomy of life, right?
Whoa.
We're a little bit of donkey, we're a little bit of Shrek. Like, you know, because there's times, there's days where I'm just like, get the fuck out of my swamp.
Get out of my swamp.
And then there's other days where I'm like, I'm singing about waffles. You know?
Which was today.
We did have waffles this morning.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Great.
I loved those waffles.
Yeah, coffee and waffle combo, $10. Well, can't beat it.
Can't beat a Kitchen Mouse Los Angeles.
Go get it.
Go get them. Go get them.
Go get them. Get them. Got them good.
Go get them. Got them.
Sir up. Yeah.
And do you think there's like, so we've got a percentage of Shrek. We've got a percentage of Donkey in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a little bit of Farquaad in there.
Oh, there's a little Farquaad in it, and it's the bottom part.
Yeah, the shortest part of you.
It's
the
smallest
part.
Knees down, Farquaad. Knees to belly button, Donkey.
Mm-hmm.
belly button to
up.
Eyes, Shrek. And forehead, Gingerbread Boy.
Oh!
Gingerbread Man.
Gingerbread
Boy.
Gingerbread Boy. He's grown, man.
Not
He's
the
grown.
Gumdrop.
Don't talk down. Oh,
dude,
oh.
I'm like a kid right now. I'm doing just the lowest
saying, but
common denominator.
We've talked
joke.
About this. When I was babysitting the little kiddos, they would say a person's name. They're one and they're almost two. So they're just understanding comedy. And they're so lucky to know me, to be honest.
Yes. Very lucky.
They would say a name and then they would say poo poo. So they'd be
what
like,
do you mean?
They'd be like, let's say that the kid's name is Steven.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, Steven Poo Poo.
Like,
and they would look at me. No, oh, just okay. Like the action. And then they would look at me because they know it's wrong to say. And I would go, did you say Steven Poo Poo? Ew! And they would crack up every time for weeks.
And
this
so
was
you,
our thing.
And you would take the laughs.
I would go, huh, what did you just say? Like, it's the first
did
time.
You say
did
Steven
you say
poo-poo?
Steven Poo? And they'd be like, Maggie Poo Poo? And I'd be like, me?
Ew!
And they would go, wah! And they'd scream laughing in a swing back and forth. And they look at me every time like, I know I'm not supposed to say it. Like, they know that they have something inside of them that's like, this is wrong.
This is wrong.
This is naughty.
That's,
I shouldn't be saying this.
That's actually our largest audience group is 1 to 2 year olds.
To two,
that's
yeah.
most of our listeners.
Well, here, let's cater to them a little bit. Poo poo pee pee.
Stinky!
Stinky!
Hey, butts!
Butts!
I remember this so clearly, and I'm dating myself right now, and
oh,
I'm going to take myself to a nice fancy dinner later.
Okay.
And get myself the nice lobster bisque.
Oh, Kyle, you afterwards, don't, you maybe don't we'll, need lobster or cream.
I'll take myself to get a little ice cream, okay. maybe a cookie or two, and then I'll take myself home, take some wine and dining, and fuck myself. Anyways, I'm dating myself, but growing up with Barney, they had this song Barney. Where it was clean up, everybody.
Everywhere, clean
and
up.
I remember changing the words and thinking it was the funniest thing to clean up, everybody, clean your butts,
good.
And we would sing this constantly and we'd think it's so funny.
It is funny.
Me
you
and my
did
cousin.
It. Everybody, clean your butts. That's so good.
So good.
You're going to hear me doing that from the bathroom every day now.
It's also just good advice.
It is. Clean your butts, y'all.
Clean your butts. Clean you your never butts, know.
Y'all. Now, I heard this. I'm going to tell this. Now we're just a poop humor podcast.
Yep.
My brother went to NYU, so he's smart, okay? Okay. He took a psychology class.
I don't know
he
where
said
we're going with
in this psychology class, his psychology professor was teaching him about, I guess, bathrooms. Don't at me. I didn't go to NYU. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the Y in the middle. I went to NU. I'm not as smart as my brother Sam.
Yeah, Maggie couldn't afford the.
I couldn't afford the York.
Yes.
Now he said in this class, this professor said there's this phenomenon where people don't teach boys how to wipe their butt.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I remember
boys,
you telling me
this. not like the majority, but like more like a percentage that's alarming. They will poo poo, and then when they stand up to wipe, they'll stand up first of all to wipe their butt. And they'll wipe their butt cheeks where they were sitting on the toilet seat, and that's it. And then they leave, and that's what they do. That's what my brother learned at NYU. He told me immediately, he was like, listen, college is awesome. I learned this today.
Oh my goodness.
Did you know that a lot? Like, if you're out there listening and you do this, you gotta wipe the poop off. That's what the wipe is for, okay?
Yeah.
It's not wiping like, oh, I sat on a nasty thing. There's something so much nastier, and it's coming from inside you.
It is weird. The bathroom stuff, if I can call it that, is it's weird because you don't get to see other people do it. So it's something I learned at a young age.
Yeah.
And then never asked again. Like, it was just like, what if I forgot and I'm doing something
not,
totally
what
wrong?
What if you're not doing it right?
What if I'm not doing it right?
I don't
and,
know.
And like, we laugh right now, but I'm real. What if I'm doing something wrong?
Yeah.
You know?
What,
and I won't
think,
know
Kyle?
Because...
Let's hear it.
Okay, well, I first go into the bathroom.
Step
I
one.
Close the door.
Yep.
Press the lock. Then I jiggle the handle a little bit to make sure it's locked.
Okay.
And then
so
I lift
far, so
up
good.
The top toilet seat. Lift up the second toilet
uh-oh.
Seat.
Uh-oh.
Put down a newspaper.
Oh.
I fold it over the edge of the toilet. Cover it completely.
Huh.
Take a magazine, put it on top of that, make sure it can balance.
Now,
and then I take some marbles, put it on top of the magazine,
marbles.
Make sure they're even.
Okay.
And once I have that, then I sit on top of the marbles.
And you...
And then I sit there and I roll around a bit,
mm-hmm.
get some rolling in.
Okay.
And then I stand back up.
Okay.
And then I wipe.
That's exactly what I do. So we're in the same page.
We're in the same.
We learned. Take pot. That, NYU.
Take that, NYU.
Anyways, this has been very informative.
This has been.
I think it's so funny that there's people out there just wiping their butt cheeks. It's so funny. And awful and disgusting.
Can we talk about what you got going on this weekend?
Yes.
I just want the word to be out there.
Yes, people.
Maggie's in, she's in the middle of the throes of her way to Mordor.
The best movie marathon I've ever done in my life, which is they are for the first time releasing the Lord of the Rings extended editions in theaters 3 days in a row. Oh. I did Fellowship last night, Two Towers is today, Return of the King is tomorrow. Guys, this is the only way to live, okay?
Yeah. So it's extended editions, so they're like 4 hours long.
Oh, it's good.
I'm only going tomorrow to the Return of the King. Because I have a life.
Sort
but
of, well, and a job, and
yes,
you sort of have responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
See,
but
I'm smart enough to not have any of those things.
Not have responsibilities,
I don't need
jobs,
those.
Money,
don't,
you name it. Maggie doesn't have it.
If you're hiring, don't even come to me. I
don't
want to know.
Even.
I don't want to know.
But they're doing it again next weekend, so this is your reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there.
Another reminder, Father's Day's coming
up. Father's Day. Great reminder.
Great reminder.
Another reminder, 4th of July coming up. Not that far away.
Not after that.
Don't wait till the last day to get the buns.
Another reminder, after 4th of July, Christmas season does officially begin.
Another reminder, after Christmas season.
You know.
You know.
You know.
Father's Day.
It's Father's Day.
And those are the big three.
Yeah. The tent poles of our
Father's Day
celebration.
July 4th. Christmas season.
Christmas season. Kyle had We Three Kings stuck in his head yesterday. It's funny.
Why
as
are
hell.
You saying that?
We Three Kings. It's June.
My coworker was singing a Christmas song actually yesterday.
I also was. I'm giving you a hard time, but I was singing a Christmas song also this
She was
week.
Singing like Jingle Bells or something. Like, what the 100%. Hell's wrong with you?
I was too.
That's so weird.
And
you
a
were
Holy
singing
Night.
Jingle Bells?
And Oh Holy Night too.
Why?
I don't know. I love Christmas. Can it be Christmas yet?
No, that's Please. So weird.
No, it is weird. It's not the time to sing it.
It feels. But, I feel bad talking about it because I feel like us talking about it is going to make someone else have it stuck.
And
in
now
their head.
We're gonna we are gonna be part of the problem, which is in fact making that joke about July 4th being Christmas a reality.
Is that a joke? That's not a common joke, is
no,
it?
No, but it. Well, I feel like the joke is that every year Christmas season is earlier and earlier.
Okay, so you
and my little joke, my take on it was it's all the way to July. All could you?
So that's what you
so
expected
you
us
it?
To know.
So do you guys
based
get
on
it?
What you just said?
Yeah. No, I actually do. I didn't think that was a crazy thing to
it
say.
It was confusing.
You're confusing. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you.
It was confusing.
Sick of it.
It's confusing.
Sick of it.
Okay.
It's our biggest fight on mic. I'm sorry, folks.
Let's get to our roommate. Let's welcome our roommate.
She's
this week.
Gotta be one of my most favorites in recent memory. Because guys, she brought me flowers.
She brought. Us flowers.
She did ask what are Maggie's favorite flowers to Kyle, and then brought.
And
them.
I provided the information. No, it was very sweet.
It
of her.
Was so sweet. They're
she's so
flowers.
Kind.
Yeah, it was incredible.
She was very gracious. Oh, we're glad to have her here.
What an episode! We have
she's
for
a
you,
comedian,
folks.
An improviser, a producer.
Yep.
On the second half of the show, we're gonna get to a fun game show where we're gonna be feuding a bit.
And she would know. You'll hear why.
Yes,
she would know.
So it's very exciting. So please. Help us welcome to the show this week's roommate,
Margarita Brighton. Margarita, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes.
It's great to have not just a roommate right now, but someone in our family,
in our
as
family.
We've established.
We're a family now.
Yeah.
The roommate family.
Yeah.
We signed a blood oath.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
yeah.
a blood oath. It's legal.
Yeah.
It's not technical, but it's legal.
It's not technical,
no.
but it's legal.
Yes.
I'm your adopted son.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I have been looking. I've been on the market. I've been out shopping.
Yes. And
yes.
I have to say, I'm already disappointed in you because I'm a very difficult
wow.
father.
Kyle slipped
oh
right
my
into.
God. Yeah. Okay, we need to dip into this.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, how does it affect you now that your dad is so disappointed in you? Mm. Like, as our son, like, where are you at? What is it leading you towards? A life in comedy?
It's leading me into towards a life of comedy
okay.
and always staying out late.
Oh,
I always...
no. Oh, Kyle, look what you've done to our son. Look what you've done to our beautiful
Sorry.
Boy.
In 45 years, we'll resolve this.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Well, good work.
Would you say you're a summer person? You a beach person?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I love the beach. Mm-hmm. The beach is where... You know, dreams are made of. I honestly like picked moving to LA because I was like
really?
Watching The OC as a child every night.
Okay.
Ding, ding,
Stop
ding,
the press.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. I think you're maybe the first guest to bring up The OC. And you just, I feel like this is like Pee Wee Herman's like magic secret word or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like if we had confetti, it would come down right now because I grew up on The OC myself.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
We need to talk shop.
We
okay.
need to talk Shop. Okay, so you grew up watching The OC. Maggie, can you step out of the
room?
I'm
sorry. I wanted to establish
Maggie,
that.
You're still talking.
Okay, goodbye.
So you grew up watching The OC and dreaming about L.A.?
Wait, about dreaming Orange about County. L.A., dreaming that I would be smoking a cigarette on my, you know, cul-de-sac, and then some, like, hot bad boy would be, like, offering me a smoke or whatever, and then I'd get into the car, the big truck of my, like, other boyfriends,
yep.
like,
yep.
wow,
you know... vehicle SUV. And then like drive into the sun
and the cool kid would be on the side watching the truck drive away, and that's who you'd ultimately end up with.
Wow,
I also love that scene, episode one,
Kyle,
season one
specifically. His favorite chore, at least I'm calling it your favorite chore, is taking out the trash bins. Like, I'm not supposed to do it. Kyle likes to do it because that's how Ryan and Misha Barton meet
well,
in The OC.
He's not taking out the trash in that scene.
Isn't he?
No, he's not taking out the trash in that scene. He's just smoking at the edge of the driveway.
Okay.
But they do have like a lot of like end of the driveway scenes. Or
yes.
like, you know, Spider-Man, like Peter Parker, Mary Jane. It's like a trash. There's a lot that happens at the end of a driveway that I always appreciate.
Yeah.
And if you don't take the trash out, you miss that opportunity.
Do you know what I'm realizing
Mr. Wright.
Right now is all those are romantic scenes and I let you do that?
Yep.
I enable you into doing that?
Yep.
Am I trying to push you away towards an MJ or a Misha?
Yeah, most time I don't see anyone when I take the trash out. There's just no one there. But
and the
someday.
Soundtrack?
I mean...
The soundtrack is legendary.
It is so legendary.
Yep.
It still holds
I
up.
Fangirl over Phantom Planet
That song, wild.
I remember waiting till the end of the credits of watching that show for the first time, be like, what was that theme song? Like waiting for the scroll and be like, okay, Phantom Planet, memorize that. Look it up on internet later.
Yep.
Did you listen to that California song when you were like moving out here?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know about you. You are
on the drive over. We definitely played it at least once.
California,
so good. Like so good.
Wait, where are you from again? Where did you drive from?
I did not drive yet.
Okay.
I don't know why you assume drive, Megan.
I used to drive all over Canada.
Nice.
You're from Canada?
I'm from Canada. I'm from Toronto.
That's awesome. That's why you're so nice.
Oh my God, that's so nice of you to say.
That's why you're so
nice.
That's so nice of you to say.
Thank you.
It's so nice that it's the most Toronto thing. Okay. This one comes to us from alias Apartment Hunter from a bad apartment building. There has been an issue with my unit in my apartment building, and I want to see if any neighbors are having the same problem. But I don't know any of them, and it seems strange to knock on somebody's door to ask them if they're having the same problem I have. It might alarm them to hear something bad in their building. How do I find out in a chill way who else in my building is having problems with our building?
So if you're trying to ascertain, what's the best approach here? You need to figure out if something's wrong. Like, you have to ask.
I think you have to ask, unless the problem is a contagious problem, like a bed bugs, like a cockroach, like a rat.
Yeah, but you still have to ask, I think.
Do you have to ask your neighbors, or do you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I think you ask.
Let's say they already spoke to the landlord and nothing's happening. You know what I mean? Like, they want to see if any neighbors are having the same problem. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to take that as word, as written gospel.
Okay. Then ask. There's no other alternative here.
Yeah, but how do you ask?
I'm thinking, no, leave it out.
Depends. We need to know what the problem is.
Yes.
We need to know what the problem is. Right back.
Beck, tell us what the problem is. Yeah.
Let's say it's a cockroach problem.
Okay.
You know, like there's cockroaches. Maybe it's like not even in your apartment, but it's like in the hall.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they know that, yes, the cockroaches.
All right. Well, fine. Well, I'm sorry, Meg. I can't think of a real problem.
There's literally no problems that could happen.
I can't think of any.
I mean, definitely air circulation, heat or AC breaking. Maybe like the floors are so, so creaky.
Yeah. Mm. The floors are super creaky.
So creaky. Like, not normal creaky. Like, so creaky.
Yeah, but what you do if like the floors are super creaky and you can hear the person upstairs walking around and it's like bothering you so much, what would you do?
Well,
would you go up there and be like, what are you gonna would you like come guns a blazing? What would you do?
I don't think I ever could. I hate conflict so much.
Yeah.
I would just complain about it to my friends.
We might have, I would just whine about it at brunch. That's how I would take my action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do anything? No.
Oh my gosh. I would do something.
I could see in your head. You're like, something. They both said no, but my answer is a strong, hard yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just drives me crazy. I would need someone to like, just be like, we just need to have a visual of like who they are.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I'd be like, so as they're walking around and making so much, I'm just like, I wonder what they're doing. I've lived above like in Kensington Market in Toronto. Yep. I lived above like in a I lived above a restaurant, but then there was one more floor above me, and it always sounded like there was a person with their dog like dropping their bones around.
Oh no.
Their heavy bones on the wood floor.
Oh God.
And I was just like, oh my gosh.
That's so unfortunate.
But I never went up there, so I guess it would do nothing. I would just like go to brunch with you, Maggie.
Yeah. And you'd be like, that fucking person
dropping
there,
their
that
bones.
Stupid dog dropping its bones all up in my head.
Did you do the Second City Toronto?
I did, yeah.
Perform,
oh, nice.
Perform, take classes, perform, work there. What'd you do?
Yeah, I performed there with like class shows and stuff.
Nice.
And it was funny because like I took Second City like for two sessions and then it went online.
Oh,
because the pandemic happened.
The big P.
Tell me about that experience of doing something like an improv class over Zoom.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was like so up in arms and I was just like, you know what? Maybe I like
freeze. She was so up in arms. No, sorry.
I was like, and freeze. Actually, should have said, I was fine with it.
New choice.
New choice. But I actually like sent an email. I was like, I don't know if I can like do online improv classes. Yeah. Like maybe I'll just get my money back. And then I heard like everyone else in the class was going to continue taking it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my crush is still going to do it. So.
Oh.
So I like wrote an email back to Second City. I was like,
just kidding.
With the Fry meme, like, take my money. And then I was just like, and like, just... Please put me back in the class.
Please put me back in the class.
And then, actually, Second City doesn't respond to emails unless they're in meme form. So that you did the right thing.
Wait, did y'all work for Second City?
Oh, big
we
time.
Used to both. That's where
I worked
Matt
there
was
for 10
City, yeah.
years.
Oh,
in
my
Chicago,
good
yeah.
golly gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Chicago.
Chicago, California. Yes.
Please save that and send that to me. I want to make that my ringtone.
You got it.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Jinx. You owe me a tequila shot.
Is it normal to crush over a Taco Bell employee while out with a boyfriend? Oh. This is from Reddit user DeliciousRoll7632. I, female 20, went to Taco Bell with my boyfriend, male 23, of 3 years and his brother today. Okay. As the guy called me my name, I started to walk. I just have to point out, every time they write two, they put two O's.
Oh, no.
Okay. As the guy called my name, I started to walk up
I started
to
also
grab
walk.
My food.
The this podcast is... Promoted by Grammarly.
Yes. Yeah. This podcast is actually hosted
this
by
is a Grammarly ad.
This is a Grammarly.
Get Grammarly.
Get Grammarly.
Okay, so I started to walk up to grab my food, and he was clearly walking away, and he did a 360 turning around on his toes.
Oh,
stared at me.
The hottest move.
I think that means a 180 probably.
He did a 360, turned 360. Around, looked my face and said, nope, and kept walking away.
He stared at me smiling and said, I really like your sweater. I blushed and said thank you. Now it's hours later and I'm still thinking about that interaction. He was cute with a buzzed head and really tall. I just keep thinking about how if I wasn't in a relationship, how I would have, might have tried to go back up and strike up a conversation with him. Is it normal to have a silly little crush on someone you don't know? Should I even be in a relationship with my boyfriend right now if I'm feeling this way?
Whoa! I want to say one thing.
Kyle. No, you go first.
No, Kyle, you go.
Okay. The answer is, Liv Moss.
We gotta get the random Taco Bell noise. Bong. I do think it's fine to have a crush on somebody while you're in a relationship. Oh, yeah. I feel like that's just normal.
That's normal.
Yeah. Human.
So I don't think I would be like, I would like break up with my boyfriend of 3 years because a hot Taco Bell guy smiled at me. I don't think you need to go that far.
I don't know.
I also wonder. Listen, I'm sure he was a smoking hot guy, but listen, Taco Bell is the most delicious shit you can put in your body.
Oh my God.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yes.
High five.
High five.
Air five.
Air five.
We love Taco Bell. So was he as hot as you think he was, or was he just holding Taco Bell?
Yeah. Was he mild, hot, fire?
Or
Diablo. We need to know.
We need to know.
Did he hand you one of the fire sauce packets and it said, marry me on
yeah.
it?
Oh my God. If that's someone proposed to me like that, I would take it.
Yeah. 100%.
I would be like, okay.
That'd be pretty good.
I'd be like, all right.
100%. I mean, I really thought there was a possibility that that was maybe what was going to happen for our proposal. But no, it was just a thoughtful.
Wait, how was your. Okay, I need to know this. Well, and then we get back into your answer and then my answer.
And then your. We didn't even get to your answer yet.
We did a scavenger hunt type thing.
Kyle sent me on a scavenger hunt. It was very fun. Yeah. Our friends were involved, including Clark and Lizzie. Yep.
Oh,
were
my
there.
Gosh. Yep.
It was very sweet and incredible. And it ended at Second City, Chicago.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, where we met. We met there.
Oh,
I know.
What's your ideal? What did you want from a proposal? You think?
Ooh.
Would you want...
And then second follow-up, what's your order at Taco Bell? Go ahead.
Okay, this is the perfect question because like I love both of these things so much. And my favorite proposal would be like on the Jumbotron.
Cute. At a Raptors game.
Amazing.
And I have a plug. I have a friend who is the camera operator that I went to school with. So like... Someone wants to marry me, say the word.
Wow.
I'm a producer.
Amazing.
I can make it happen.
Make
That's
a call.
So
make
funny.
The call.
Second thing, the family party pack at Taco Bell. I could crush that.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
You know what? You could pick between like five hard, five soft.
Yep.
And then the cheesy dip. I don't know if they have like the cinnamon twist things in America.
They do, for sure.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have you had much Taco Bell here versus Canada? Like, is there any difference?
Oh, my God. the food here is so fresh. I think it's the produce in LA.
Oh, like, interesting.
Because you have the lettuce. Okay, don't.
I'm sorry.
Like, don't
I'm,
at me.
I'm like, I'm like bitten into a Taco Bell taco here, and I'm like, uh-huh. Am I in heaven? I'm never leaving. Like,
that's so funny.
But like in Toronto,
oh, no.
Like it's soggy. I don't know.
That's
like,
really funny.
I remember like going to get Taco Bell with my dad and my sisters all the time. Uh-huh. We just get the freaking party pack and be like, yeah, well. This is great. And my dad would be like, where's the cheesy dip? They didn't give us the cheesy dip. Oh, Margie, go back there. Oh, go Margie, ask go for there. It.
Is that what you go by more commonly, Margie?
I do, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm a Maggie versus Margaret. Margie, Margarita, here we are.
Margaret. Oh, you know what? Goodness. My Margaret. Nana would always give me bracelets. Like, you know the personalized bracelet you could get like at a store or whatever?
Oh,
yeah.
And they'd have all the names printed on. They never have Margie, but they'd always have Maggie. And my grandma would always get me a Maggie one.
Oh my God. We could have been two Maggies.
Yes.
Two Maggies. No, two Margie Maggies. Is great. I feel like Margie is just like the cutest little name.
Oh, thank you. I think Maggie's the cutest little name ever.
Well, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us. Kyle.
Kyle. Mm. There's like a Kyle convention where all the Kyles are meeting up in.
Yeah, I know.
Remember
we
that?
They've tried that like 5 years in a row and it's not succeeded. It's like a world record thing they're trying to break. The most Kyles in the same city at once. It's in Kyle, Texas, I think. And I've, every time it comes up, I have a conflict. I think last year, our wedding,
Who cares?
Couldn't go. This year, our wedding anniversary. But yeah, they keep doing it in May and I can't go.
I feel like, if I may, it's the most Kyle-ass you thing may? In the world that they still haven't broken the record.
All right.
Okay. Wait, so you guys just had your wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Yep.
We did. It's been 1 year.
And what's the date you got hitched?
May 21st.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God. It's my dream to get married someday.
Oh, what's like the craziest thing you would want at your wedding?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Okay.
I like the idea of someday someone unearthing this episode to be like, how do I do it?
Because I also feel like you're saying you love the Taco Bell Party Pack, you love the Raptors, you want to do. I feel like you're going to get a lot of proposals from this episode.
Yes, that's true.
All right.
I'm 100%
okay,
sure.
Okay, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay.
From all of our room rats out there.
And you're saying all these like green flag.
I would love like a donut wall.
I've been to a donut wall wedding.
Yeah.
It was my dream.
Yeah. What kind of donuts was on there?
It was in Chicago, so it was, I think, Stan's Donuts.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Which is like a good, like, they have like normal ones, but also like a little wacky ones.
That is pretty cool. A donut wall is great. That's a good choice.
Yeah, like the nails just like,
and then
take your donut.
You know what?
Yeah.
We could just make a donut wall in our life.
We should.
Take a donut, leave a donut.
Take a donut, leave a donut.
And I think it's that time, folks. It's time for the trivia.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to jump into some trivia.
Okay.
All right, so I got some trivia about Man Wonder himself, Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
that's right. So according
the Fall Guy.
Did you see Fall Guy?
I have not seen Fall Guy.
We both really
loved
liked it.
It
a lot. Yeah, we
saw adored it
separately.
Yeah,
it's just a good, it was really fun good. Action it's movie.
So he was on my mind. So according to Ryan Gosling's interview with Letterboxd, which one of these is not one of Ryan Gosling's four favorites on Letterboxd?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wait, is this real?
Is it
made up?
No, this is real.
This is a real thing?
Like every other show, it's real.
Wait. So let me get this straight. Letterboxd, like celebrities are on there and they have their favorite movies.
So there's a couple things that happen. Letterboxd, you know, is the company where you can rate movies and you can pick your four. Like their main thing, I would say, is that they have, you can pick your four favorite films on like your social media page.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what they'll do is they'll interview celebrities, right? Am I over-explaining this? They'll interview celebrities, and they'll say, what are your four favorites? And sometimes a celebrity is super familiar with Letterboxd, and they'll be like, oh, I'm ready to go. And sometimes they're like, oh, well, my four favorites, let me think. And I don't know which one he was. I don't
okay,
remember.
So cool. Like maybe it's a pressure thing. Maybe it's just
it
like
is.
Like
but if you're a true cinephile, you would know.
You would know.
Yes.
You'd have your list. You'd be like top four. How about my top four?
Well, if you're a Letterboxd user, you would have it ready to go. If it's off the top of the dome, then it's kind of like more train of thought.
I will say I had to look at my own Letterboxd to see what is it.
All right. So which one of these is not his four faves?
Okay.
Not his
so
not.
Three of these are Rocky.
Okay.
Back to the Future. Cocoon. American Graffiti. We're going to find out after the break.
Okay.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by hair. Hair on your head? Beautiful. 100%. Love it. One single hair in your soup? Ew! Get it hair. More is better than one.
Are you sick and tired of wearing a regular t-shirt with four holes and you put your arms in two and your neck in another and your body in the fourth? But you don't have any options. We'll try five-hole shirts. Five-hole shirts allow you to rotate the shirt any way you want. You now have options. What you do with the fifth hole is entirely up to you. Five-hole shirts. Get yours today at Donnie's Shirt Store.
So I wanted to plug this. One of the reasons this was on my thoughts was because I was reading over previous roommate Devin Kogan's Entertainment Weekly pieces.
Oh, yes.
And she has a couple about Ryan Gosling, including him in Fallout Guy. So,
in Fallout Guy?
Fallout Boy.
Wow.
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Guy. Going Fallout down. Boy.
There's a lot.
Amazon Prime.
There's a lot of fall content. Like Fallout mm-hmm. is out yeah. right now. Fall Guy.
She's on my background.
What is? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, nice. That's
I'm
awesome.
Loving Fallout. Yeah. I'm not all the way finished, but I'm loving Fallout.
Me too. I'm same. I'm only a problem like. Episode 6 or 7
for me. Yeah. So
you guys gotta finish. You're too slow.
Right. Oh wait. Before we get back into it, I wanted to check. Like, I know you've only been here for a little bit. Have you been settled? Are you like okay? Like in your room?
Mm-hmm. I'm loving my room.
Okay.
I finally have gotten into a good rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay. I wake up every day at 6:30 or no 5:30.
Whoa.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, be careful. That's when the laundry goblin wakes up. So yeah. Just try to not like cross paths with the laundry yes. goblin, and like he won't say shit to you.
Yeah. The laundry goblin is like. Definitely like asked me to borrow money
what?
A couple times.
What?
You haven't, right? Don't
you haven't, right?
I keep saying I don't have any change.
Okay.
But then I like went to go break change the other day at a laundromat and I gave them like some loonies.
Okay.
Okay.
And toonies and they're like, this is Canadian money.
Yeah.
Yes.
What am
loonies
I going to do
toonies.
With this?
Yeah. Is that Canadian
That's
money?
That's real, Kyle. I don't know what to tell you.
I love that. That's a great.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell
That's
you.
Great.
Canada's better than us in all
Canada's,
ways.
Canada's better.
When you literally cross into the border, because we have been to Vancouver together. Uh-huh. Very briefly for one day.
Yeah.
When you cross into the border, the air becomes sweet.
Like
well, the
really?
Grass is greener, the grass the road is greener. Is better.
The people are like, hi, instead of like, get the fuck out of my way.
They hand you some syrup. It's nice.
So much better.
I need to go where y'all go because like every time I go back to Toronto, I'm like, everyone hates
everyone
me.
Hilarious.
I'm going back to America.
Well, that sounds like a personal thing.
It sounds like you probably burned some bridges over there.
I think I need to write into you guys for
yes.
the next.
Yes, like, please do.
What do I do if everyone back home hates me?
We'll think about it and get to it in a future episode.
Okay? I say live mas. Okay, so okay. The point being, the point being, check out Devin's work on yeah. Entertainment Weekly. She has a lot of good articles, including one about Ryan Gosling and the Taylor Swift song in Fall Guy. Loved that article, Devin. Okay, so which one of these is not one of his favorite four? We got Rocky, Back to the Future, Cocoon, American Graffiti.
Okay, those are all contenders. Nothing is immediately sticking out like he
would.
You
mean like Rocky? Contender?
Okay. I would say the one I want the most to be on is Back to the Future.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
It's evergreen. We love it. It's evergreen in as much as it's very dated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Michael J. Fox.
Rocky yep. is a classic. One of the best films of all time.
Which Rocky?
Rocky.
Like
the,
one.
The number one. Okay, one.
The number one.
The number one.
He
the
has
one starring
done
the most.
Multiple movies where he's driving. So what because American Graffiti is the George Lucas movie about driving cars around town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if he does.
Yeah, if you need any like clues about the movies.
And what is Cocoon again?
It's Ron Howard sci-fi.
Oh, it's Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Oh. I need to watch this.
I haven't seen it, but it's a good one.
A fantasy in which residents of a Florida rest home get a new lease on life when they stumble across Florida. An alien fountain of youth.
Ooh.
That's one hell of a drug. Am I right, Swifties? All the Swifties out there.
That's one hell of a drug, yeah.
All the Swifties out there are going to be freaking out right now. I can hear them.
Freaking out.
Oh, Swift Nation. I'm going to say... I'm going to say... Fucking Cocoon.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
Does Ryan Gosling believe in aliens? Does he believe in life out there?
Okay.
Does
Let's
he?
Let's ask Siri.
Hey,
Siri, does Ryan Gosling believe in aliens?
Also, I love your case.
Okay, I found this on the web. That's not helpful. I'm not going to look at an article, Siri. Ugh. Thank
well,
you.
That was useful.
Thank you.
Is that Lizzie McGuire?
It's a Lizzie McGuire phone case.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I also love it. It brings me a lot of joy.
She was my aunt. I would read her books all the time.
Yeah, I have a Lizzie McGuire book in this house, in this very house. Yeah. No, it's the other day. I think I said this on the podcast. It was not the other day. It was a month ago at this point. One of my improv teachers saw my phone case and went, "Is that your daughter?" And I
have a brother.
Passed away. I'm actually, that's right.
All right, 7 seconds on the clock. I'm sorry.
I'm saying Cocoon. What are you saying?
I'm gonna say Rocky.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Rocky to be.
Come on.
All right, and you're both wrong.
Damn it!
Unfortunately, on his top four is not the 1960s love letter to American automobiles.
Okay.
American Graffiti. That is not on his list.
Okay, but Back to the Future is.
Back to the Future.
But okay, that's so Canadian of him.
Yeah, he's a little
Back
Canadian.
Back to the Future. Yes.
Kyle, what's the missing piece? What's the other one on there?
The other one is, jeez, I don't have it right here. What
jeez.
Was it?
Jeez.
It was a movie I haven't seen, sadly. And I'm going to find it. And I'm not just stalling.
No, you're going to find. You have to watch a video.
Howard Cocoon. It's called No Retreat, No Surrender, 1985 martial arts film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I actually haven't seen that one.
Do you know what's crazy? I feel like those encapsulate him in a way that just feels so correct.
He knows his brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. That's what he likes. That's his top four.
He knows his brand.
Four. So like big movie, big fame, like good movies, silly movies. I love it.
Yeah. It's like a balanced list.
Yeah.
Get some classics, get some silly ones.
Are you on Letterboxd?
I am on Letterboxd. Mm. I actually joined it. After hanging with Clark and Lizzie,
yep. They'll make you.
Yep, they're contagious.
They'll force.
And Augie and Kyle, and they were like, "So you're not on Letterboxd?" I was like, "What is that?"
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "Wait, there's a top four." And I was like, "Oh, I learned all about this." And now we're all friends on Letterboxd.
I love it. We're gonna friend
you too.
Yeah,
I want to see those. I want to see your top four.
My top four is like unhinged.
Okay. Okay.
It's unhinged. Okay. I can't imagine what that means.
A little bit scared.
It's
of that.
Do you want to share?
Let me pull it up.
Right? You have to pull it up. I'm telling you, like, because you think about it so clearly. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
No, I get it. I mean, I get it. It's like, you know.
I just got a new phone, so I haven't downloaded the app on.
So you're logging in on the browser.
I'm logging in on the browser.
www.letterboxd.com. I have to review Furiosa on there, Kyle. I haven't done it yet.
I did. Do you want me to read my Furiosa review?
I would love that.
I need to know yours.
My Furiosa review is pretty solid flick, but I thought there should have been more motorcycles.
That's really good. That's really good. That's pretty funny. Would you give it 3?
I give it 3.5.
Okay.
Which is less than some people, more than others.
I think I'm going to give it 3, but that's a spoiler. I would, after I've sat on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Number 1, Truman Show.
Ooh. Oh, and yours go in order, huh? Number 1?
Yeah.
Whoa. Nice. Number Truman one. Show's great.
Next, Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen Sleepy Amazing. Hollow. That's the Johnny Depp one?
Yeah. The Headless Horseman.
Yeah, Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I've watched that so many times as a little child, and there's so many moments where it's ingrained in my head. Like the spiked, like, coffin thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
And all the blood rushing from the tree, like... Ooh. I have a darkness everywhere.
Okay, I'm gonna have to see that to get some of the darkness.
Mars Attacks.
Hilarious.
Also haven't seen Mars Attacks. Okay, I gotta put this on my list.
I feel like there's a vibe going right now with your,
I like campy. I like meta humor, but I also
like campy too.
Gory, but I don't really like gore. I like Saw, but I don't like jump scares.
Sure.
Yeah,
but maybe that's just me. I haven't found a good. And then Goldmember.
Wow, what a list.
Yeah, there is a campiness.
What a list.
On. I love that. And
that.
Which is probably why we both love the OC.
There's something there. Yeah, oh yeah.
There's something there that wasn't there before. All right, well, we got a segment coming up. We
got to get to it.
I saw that you... So, you know, we research our guests. Believe it or not, there is some effort that goes into the show. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell. But we do research the guests a bit. And one thing I came across when I was looking at your IMDb is that
all
you
worked... Your crimes we'll get to later.
Oh, the cops are outside the studio.
Yeah.
But... One of the things I saw was you worked, I think, as an assistant in the casting department for Family Feud Canada.
Oh, my
God. Is that correct?
That's so correct. That's so correct.
I have a segment here. It's a game we did a while back.
Yes.
That's right, folks. We're going back to Roommate. That's the wrong theme song. I think that's Price
Is Right.
Yeah, but you get the idea.
Actually, in Canada,
they
use Price Is Right.
That's true. You guys do. research. I love it. I love 100%.
So what am I looking at? That's the wrong thing. Okay, so
what is that? That's just pictures of Ryan Gosling. That's not the right thing.
Sorry, I don't know where those came from.
My mistake.
You're not gonna believe how excited I am about this, because like any stranger on the street, I'll just be like, do you want me to have family in Canada? Like, I'll just go literally, like, at Comedy Bar, someone made a bit about, like, being Family Feud Canada's number one fan, because it's just kind of like me walking around at Comedy Bar Toronto being like, do you want to be on the show? And like, wow, me trying to convince them, like, wow, you just need five family members. If they're in British Columbia or what? Like Halifax, Nova Scotia, we fly them out to our studio in downtown Toronto. Please, we're looking for funny families.
What?
A lot of energy. You're really good. I loved your stand-up set. Please be on the show.
Please
so
bring your funny family.
So you'd go to bars
family
and like seek people out?
Yeah, that's and I would so be funny. So blackout sometimes that so I'd get funny random texts the next day being like, hey, like, I met you yesterday. I'm down for the feud. I'm like, who is this?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm going to trust my judgment that you were funny last night.
That's so funny.
How did this even happen? How are you still doing casting stuff?
Yeah. So I work remotely.
For Canada Family Feud?
Family Feud Canada.
Oh, you
whoa
still do?
I do. Yeah.
Whoa,
awesome. Whoa.
The crowd goes wild.
So this is going to be a real breeze.
That's
for you.
That's so funny.
So if you want to be on the show,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, familyfeud@cbc.ca.
Amazing.
This is incredible. Yeah. We're going to make lives today.
All yeah right. Well, today, get ready, because it's not Family Feud. Welcome to Roommate Feud.
Oh.
That's right.
Ding,
it's
ding
almost Thanksgiving, so we're playing Roommate
nope
Feud.
It's not.
Oh, you know what? This is from the last time we did it.
It's not Thanksgiving.
It's Roommate Feud Food Edition in this classic game show where one side goes against the other.
Yep.
All right. So Margarita, Maggie, you guys are going to be going against each other. Here's how it works. You're going to compete to have control of the board first.
The board first.
This is what it says.
Okay.
You have... I can't read this. You buzz in by saying gobble gobble.
Nope.
Okay, that's still from last time.
I like that new buzzer.
We'll say gobble gobble, fine.
You say gobble gobble to buzz in. Okay. Each right point is 1 point and each steal is 2 points.
Okay.
It'll make sense as we go, trust me. So
I love the game.
So here's the first category.
Margie's gonna know. She knows.
Here's the first category. All right. So buzz in when you know. According to MASH.com, what are the top five summer foods?
Gobble gobble.
Margarita.
Banana.
We
this
look to the board.
Completely.
Oh, no banana on the board. Maggie, what's your answer?
Gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble.
Watermelon.
Oh, that's a
and we look to
good
the board.
Answer. Good answer. No.
Oh,
what?
Sorry, that's not
okay
on the board either.
Survey.
Margarita, you're gonna have the first chance. Do you want to have control of the board first, or do you want to pass?
Control
Maggie
of the board.
All
damn
right,
it
we're going to Margarita first.
Okay.
Ba 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 ba.
All
right. So.
Okay.
What we pulled MASH.com and got the top five summer foods.
Okay.
What do you think is on that list? You can only get two wrong before we give it
oh
up the control
boy
of the board to Maggie.
Okay, I'm going to go with strawberry.
All right, you're saying strawberries. We look up to the board here in the studio.
No.
Oh my goodness, what? Not
that's
strawberry
surprising. Come on, fruit in the summer?
Yeah.
What's
sorry
wrong
guys
with you people?
Is...
Okay, lemons.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like...
All right, I'm doing my best Steve Harvey face. We look to the board.
The Steve Harvey
face.
No.
Oh, man. Okay, Maggie, you now have possession of the board. Each right answer gets you 2 points.
Hot dogs.
We look
summer
to the board.
Summer food or fruit? I've been saying fruit this whole time.
Did you think he was saying fruit?
Oh, my God.
Kyle, you have to enunciate.
No, it's me.
It's me. Hi. I'm the person who likes
I need to get my ears cleaned.
No, if I had to bet, it was me. If I had to
that's
bet
hilarious. Okay, hot dogs are so it.
All right,
hot dogs are
on the board
in America, technically.
Honestly, I love hot dogs.
Yeah. I'm going to say hot dogs.
Tell us.
I guess we just keep moving.
What is it? No, what is it?
Okay, we look to the board. Ding! Hot dogs are number one.
Okay.
Maggie, what else on the board?
Yeah. No, I have a lot of options. I'm just like trying to sort through all the options. And there's four of them.
Mm-hmm. There's four other ones.
Yeah. Oh, corn on the cob.
Oh, that's it.
We look to the board.
A good answer.
Ding!
Yeah!
Number two on the board.
Okay. And I keep going?
Yep, until you get one wrong.
Okay. We're going to say... definitely going to say... I guess if there's hot dogs, hamburgers?
Ooh, we look to the
answer,
board.
Good answer.
Oh,
Margaret, okay. We're going to go back to you since you thought it was fruit. We're going to give you another chance.
Come on.
Any correct answers worth 3 points?
Iced tea.
We're looking to the board.
And nope.
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 All right. So I'm sorry to say we're moving on.
Okay.
Number one on the board was hot dogs and then corn on the cob. Number three, ice cream.
It was close.
Number four, lobster.
What?
Wait, really?
And number five, potato salad.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, lobster is a summer food. That's
apparently, according to Mash.com.
This is from Martha's Vineyard.
East Coast. They interviewed like 100 married couples on the East Coast.
All right.
Oh, I must have potato salad with my lobster.
Next up, this is a category you guys are both going to know well.
I'm sorry. Lobster is not a summer. I can't get over that. Lobster is not a summer food. You can have lobster anytime.
Yeah.
Idiots out there.
Blame the game. Next up, the category is Kyle's top five summer foods.
Oh my god! Right?
This was a tough poll, but we had to ask.
Okay, so all right.
Who should I give control of? I feel bad that she's thought fruit.
Yes.
You know what, Margarita, you're gonna go first since you thought I said fruit. Now I'm gonna say it very clearly this time. Kyle's top five favorite fruits. Foods.
Foods.
Kyle, this is too far. Even I don't know what's happening.
It's
anymore.
Kyle's top five favorite foods.
Foods. Okay. I'm going to go with peanut butter jelly sandwich.
That's a good
look to the board.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's a year-round food for this boy.
Summer foods?
Yeah.
Okay, hot dogs.
We look to the board. Bling! Hot dog is on there.
Okay, good.
Number four is hot dog.
Sudden death still. I might just give my pass over to Maggie. Okay, wait. It's going to be...
look at me. Look at me.
It's going to be a...
Think about what I would want, you know?
It's going to be a hamburger.
We look to the board.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. You did get hot dogs. Number four, Maggie, we're bringing the board to you.
I mean...
Kyle's top five favorite summer foods.
Can I ask a follow-up clarifying question?
No.
Are these only foods or like is liquid involved?
I'm not telling you anything.
Well, liquid?
Liquid? Okay. Like liquids, like iced tea or something. Ooh. But I'm not going to... It's not my answer.
I can't say it.
Okay. I'm going to say cookies.
We look to the board.
Ding!
Number one, cookies.
Oh my God, that's so wrong because like you can have cookies in the winter.
I'm sorry. His whole thing is cookies. This is Kyle's top five summer foods. Don't blame the game.
Yeah, and don't tell Kyle he can eat cookies in winter. He might never come out.
All right, Maggie.
Okay, what else does Kyle like? I'm going to say a summer food for Kyle.
Summer food for Kyle.
Summer food for...
We got cookies number one, hot dog number four.
Corn on the cob.
We look to the board.
Ding!
Nice.
Ooh,
number
okay,
three. So it's the almost
corn
on
the cob.
Same. Okay. Now I'm gonna say, just no problems at all. Yeah. So we've got three of the things. There's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's gonna be. Yeah. Ice cream. No, it's not that. But I'll say ice cream.
We look to the board.
Okay.
Oh, Margarita, back to you.
Oh, man. I feel like we've gone through all the food groups.
Yeah.
There's more. You got it. There's more. You got it.
Salad.
We look to the board. I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
Oh, we need to reveal the
number
answers.
Number one was cookies. Number two, lemonade.
Oh, that's
number
what
three,
I lemonade.
Corn on the cob. Number four, hot dog. And number five, a cookie.
Damn.
Thank you for playing Roommate Feud, where the rules are here and so are you. This has been a great time. Wow, we all learned something there, Kim.
If you want to be on Roommate Feud Canada, you have to take our podcast. You have to fly us to Canada, and then we'll do it there.
Fly us to Canada, we'll do it there.
That was great, Kyle.
Thank you. Yeah, it took a lot of effort.
We'll be sure to have that at Craft Services.
Yes.
Yeah, when we do there.
Yes. Yeah.
Cookies and lemonade and hot dogs and... The other one that happened. What's funny is I had some advantage from being married to you, but I still
was
like,
far.
That's why I knew lemonade should have been on there. Mm-hmm. But
you know, for being your roommate for the week, you know, when y'all were having the backyard barbecue every day, I should have came out and saw and like surveyed all the food because I wouldn't know.
Cookies,
it was so funny how you came out blindfolded every time, though.
Yeah,
it was like,
what are you doing?
Oh, it was so silly.
That's okay.
I loved it. I really loved it. Good work.
Margarita, thank you so much for being here in the room this week.
Oh my God, it's been such a pleasure.
We really appreciate you being here. Is there anything you'd like to share, plug, get out there, anything at all? Any thoughts? Any ideas?
Oh my gosh, that is so nice of you to say. Let me think.
Let me think for a second.
I on June 3rd.
You know what? This is coming out a little after June 3rd, sadly.
So maybe I'll just go. Okay, every fourth
Love
okay.
it.
Okay. Every fourth Wednesday.
Love it. Good start.
I guess I should have come prepared with like a plug, but this is like honestly the first podcast I've been on.
Love Hell it.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow. Well, you thank never you for know. Being here.
I think, okay. So I'm on a sketch team called Party Line.
Yes, I know.
It's great. With Lizzie, who's mm-hmm. been on this pod as
Lizzie's
well.
Great. Yep.
She's just so talented, wonderful writer, and wonderful actress, and
she is great.
Just like lovely, bright soul. Yeah.
Okay. Party
so
Party Line at the Pack
Party
Theater.
Line at the Pack Theater. Mm-hmm. Fourth Wednesdays of every month.
Mm-hmm.
I do like clown and sketch and improv around the city.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I don't know. Like, just come out to see me on my shows. Like, you can follow me at Brighten Your Day on Instagram.
It's a great handle.
And Brighton is spelled like your last name.
Yeah,
B-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Like my last name.
T-O-N.
Yeah.
Love it. And check out Family Feud Canada while you can.
It's true. If you want to apply for the show, it's I am not paid for referrals or anything like that. But we do have like mini competitions on our like team of like how many people we can get from like Newfoundland and Labrador, how many people
That's
we can
so
get from
funny.
A funny city name, like we had like
really
Dildo Newfoundland.
Stop.
Wow.
And
my
we yeah
heart is stopped.
So we tried.
We're learning a lot.
We tried to get two families from that show to like compete against each other.
Amazing.
But we'll see. We'll see who we get on this season. But tune in.
I love it. Tune in, or if you're Canadian and you're up there, tune all the way in by being on it.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here.
Yes.
Here's to all the Seth Cohens listening. Mm-hmm. This one's going out to you. Good night.
California. Survey says the podcast is over.
Oh, survey says.
Survey says this feud is coming to a finale.
A finale of feud.
Finale family feud. Feuds. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, folks. We're such. What?
Feuds. I'm trying something. I'm trying to say the same thing.
Okay, try again.
Pubes. What did
Nothing.
You say?
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We love you so much. You make everything happy in our lives.
What? That's so weird. I don't like how you said that.
Scroll on down. Leave us a review if you haven't done that yet. Reviews could be anything. They could say, like, loved it, good times. Or, Kyle, they could say what?
Hey, man, this podcast saved my life.
Oh.
I literally was in the car driving drunk.
Nope.
This podcast came on. I started to laugh so hard that I stopped driving.
Okay.
And I realized my mistake.
Okay.
And I walked the rest of the way home.
Mm-hmm. That's a good story.
Five stars.
Another way you can support the show is by giving
us
questions.
Hey, I'm still here. By the way.
This review's still going.
I forgot my AirPods in the car, so I had to walk back to the car.
Okay.
I then got back in the car.
Sent us a question.
Turned it on.
The link is in the bio.
Started to drive.
Just like right below.
And then I started to laugh so hard again that I was like, no, I got to pull over. And I realized, oh, don't drive drunk.
Could leave us a voicemail, too.
I got out.
That'd be good.
And I walked.
989-442-7575 is that number. We would love to.
But I forgot my AirPods.
Hear from you.
But I fell asleep.
We also have a Patreon, folks, so go ahead and focus on that right now
you
by
can send us
looking at that, looking at the Patreon and sending us $2 a month.
You can send us anonymous questions, too, from around your head.
This is the best outro we've ever done,
goodness.
I think this is the best outro we've ever done. I think we're on the same page.
Let's start over.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. We're going to start the podcast over. Let's get Margarita back in here.
All right, let's get out of here, I think.
We love you guys. Thank
I'm
you so
Kyle.
Much. I'm Books.
Okay.
Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
This episode is brought to you by Windows. Poke a hole in your house. Windows.
That's it. Bye-bye.